Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
In some of the cases, there are people who know something and who can say something. And in those cases, this provides a tool to stop that person before they commit this act.
After a mass shooting in Louisville, Kathy Meekus with the Kentucky chapter of Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America is one of many calling for stricter gun laws in the state. The District of Columbia and 20 states have red flag laws in place, allowing law enforcement officials, judges, and in some cases family members to take guns away from people who might be at risk to themselves or others. In 2022, a bill was introduced in the General Assembly urging the state to oppose red flag laws. The bill never made it out of committee. The state of New York will stockpile the abortion medication mifepristone after a controversial ruling from a federal judge in Texas overturned the Food and Drug Administration's 23-year approval of the drug. Governor Kathy Hochul expressed concern about the precedent the ruling could set.
So this isn't just an attack on abortion. It's an attack on democracy. Courts have never before revoked a science-backed decision made by the FDA. And if this decision stands, it could have unprecedented consequences that reach far beyond abortion.
Inflation has cooled off in recent months, with prices rising at a slower rate. But after recent bank closures, people are worried about the possibility of a credit crunch. At the International Monetary Fund World Bank's spring meeting, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said she's confident in the U.S. economy, noting there has been little evidence of a coming downturn.
I believe our banking system remains strong and resilient. It has solid capital and liquidity, and the U.S. economy is obviously performing exceptionally well.
During the pandemic, many nonprofits took on many responsibilities, such as addressing homelessness, hunger, poverty, and unequal access to affordable internet. A new report calls on the city of Los Angeles to pay nonprofits on time, cut bureaucratic red tape, and consider funding projects up front instead of paying after the fact for services rendered. As the pandemic ends, Efrain Escobedo with the Southern California Center for Nonprofit Management argued changes must be made.
The inequities that we were seeing right up in our face during the pandemic are solvable, and we did not want to just recover to the same state of affairs that we were in going into the pandemic.
Finally, the judge overseeing the lawsuit Dominion Voting Systems filed against Fox News has imposed sanctions on Fox for withholding evidence. At issue are the media outlet's handling of documents and whether details about Rupert Murdoch's corporate role were kept hidden. I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
Hey, how are you? Well, they're